Guys, what is your accidentally caught your wife cheating horror story? I woke up in the night with a bad feeling, got out of bed, and found my brother and my wife pounding. So, I woke up in the middle of the night very suddenly, and bolt upright, with the strong feeling that something was wrong. I listened intently, but could hear nothing. I looked at my dog, who was a very good watch dog, and he was curled up asleep. I got up and dressed, and tried to see if I could smell smoke or hear anything from the street. I got up and walked through the building I was living in. Everything was silent and exactly as normal, but the feeling of what I can only describe as dread and near panic was getting stronger. I went through the building to where my wife had her own space, because she was the first person I wanted to check. Her light was on, and her bed was still made. The room was empty. The feeling was getting stronger by that moment. I then went to check on my brother. I could really feel that something was terribly wrong. That's when I caught my brother and my wife pounding away. The flood of emotions hit me all at once. Shock, anger, disbelief. But mostly, that deep, gnawing pain of betrayal. The feeling I'd been carrying around all night, that gut instinct that something was wrong, it had been right all along. Story 2. One morning, my husband was getting ready for work, and I noticed something that immediately piqued my curiosity. He was packing his GoPro case to take it with him. I thought to myself, that's a bit odd. Why would he be taking it to work? It just didn't make sense, so I kept an eye on it. When he jumped in the shower, I saw my chance and decided to switch out his GoPro with mine, telling myself I'd check out the files later once he left for work. My suspicion was on high alert because he had just returned from a trip to the Philippines with some friends. It was a guys-only weekend, which only made my gut feeling stronger. Once he left, I wasted no time and fired up the camera to see what had been recorded. To my surprise, there were three videos on the device. I clicked on them, and sure enough, there he was, in all his glory, banging a Filipino girl. Not only was he in the act, but he was also posing and looking at the camera like he was some kind of porn star. I was absolutely enraged, but at the same time, I couldn't help but find the whole situation somewhat hilarious. Here he was, acting like he was starring in some porno, and all I could think was, what the hell is wrong with this guy? I was furious, of course, but also struck by how ridiculous he looked. Story 3. After months of pressure, my boyfriend finally convinced me to try a threesome. Reluctantly, I agreed, and we invited a mutual friend over. Things quickly heated up, but when he started with her, he moaned, "Damn, you feel even better than usual." The room went completely still. He tried to backpedal, saying he was thinking about me while he was with her, but that it just felt different. However, she immediately started to feel guilty and confessed everything, begging me for forgiveness. We ended up not speaking much after that, and the last I heard, she had been dating my ex for over a year. Story 4. This isn't about me, but my best friend, who happens to be my neighbor. He was celebrating his 30th birthday with a party at his condo, and as the night went on, he got pretty drunk, about a 7 out of 10 kind of drunk. At one point, he spilled his beer on his shirt, so he decided to change. He asked me to come with him because he wanted to talk to me privately, so I went upstairs with him. He opened the door to his bedroom, and what we saw I'll never forget. His boss was having relations with his fiancé. The look on my friend's face, his fiancé's face, and his boss's face was like something straight out of a nightmare. It was completely silent for a moment, and then his boss started with the typical, "This isn't what it looks like" line. My friend didn't miss a beat. He fired back, "If this isn't what it looks like, then why the hell was his dong so far inside you?" I was in complete shock, standing there, frozen. His boss scrambled to get dressed and left the room. I walked him out of the party. He even grabbed a roadie on his way out. When I got back downstairs, my friend immediately grabbed a beer, chugged it, and then announced to everyone, "My now ex-fiancé was caught sleeping with my boss. I walked in on them doing some nasty things. I didn't even know she could do that. Usually, she just lays there like a starfish. Let's get really messed up." He was a mess for a while after that, but I'm glad it was his condo and he owned both cars. His fiancée had just quit her job to be a housewife. Instant karma, if you ask me. Fast forward a year, and he finally started dating again. I set him up with a co-worker of mine, and they're great together. As for his former boss, he got what he deserved. He was caught sleeping with the wife of the company's owner and got fired, while my friend got promoted. His ex-fiancée, she moved back in with her parents and had to give up her luxurious lifestyle. The last time I saw her, She tried to flirt with me and act playful. I shut that down fast and told her to never speak to me again. Girlfriends come and go, but best friends? They're rare, and you never forget the ones who have your back. Story 5. I walked in on my girlfriend shagging a guy at a Halloween party last year, the same guy she was just dancing with a few minutes before. She didn't know that I saw her and didn't come clean till I approached her about it a couple days later in her dorm room. In the middle of the long talk, another guy welcomes himself into her room without even knocking, gives an "oh crap" face when he sees me, and backs out. She admits that he was coming over to sleep with her, and I obviously flip out, but the evil succubus talks me into doing a threescore with him and her and calls him back over. So, things are getting hot and heavy even though she's paying much more attention to him than me, while I still have half my clothes on. She tells me to come over so she can give me a blowy, and when I got out of my pants, the other guy laughs and says, "I see why you've been cheating on him," and she laughed too. Embarrassed, I put my clothes back on and left, and went back to my dorm and cried. I'm ashamed to admit that I continued to date her and put up with similar acts for another 7 months after this. Story 6. My ex-husband used to keep an emergency $5 bill in his wallet, folded up and tucked into a side pocket. He openly told me he kept it there and reminded me it was there, and often told me to just take it if I needed it. Over the few years we were together, I used and replaced that $5 bill a few times, usually because I needed cash for food at work and didn't have time to stop or something like that. I never just looked through his wallet. My policy is that if we are at a point where I feel the need to look through your wallet / phone / email, then we are already in trouble. So, I had a doctor's appointment, and I was running short on time. My doctor copay was $5 for an office visit, and I didn't want to use my debit card, so on my way out the door I grabbed his wallet and took out the $5 bill. And out with the $5 bill came a small piece of paper with the name of a shady hookup website, a username, and a password. This was before phone apps. 2004-ish. Right there, just written out, right there. So, I went back to my computer and typed in the website and looked up his account. I worked nights at the time, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., and his profile said he was available for whatever between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. on the days I worked. His profile also had no picture, but it was probably because he's an idiot and didn't know how to use a freaking computer or memorize his cheater's information. So, I very kindly loaded a picture for him on his profile, and I know what you're thinking, because it took every ounce of self-control I had to not post a picture of a giant turd or something fun, but I didn't. I posted a nice, flattering picture of him. Later when I told him about it, and he asked why I added a nice picture, I told him because I needed him to latch onto the next idiot and get the F out. I also went to Yahoo and typed in the username and password combo as an email address, just for funsies. He didn't know I had done that. He denied everything for hours. Told me it was a joke, his friends thought it was funny, whatever. I let him sweat, and then actually pulled out printed versions of the email conversations associated with that shady website. And for the record, my ex was asleep when this happened, so I didn't wake him up while I looked it up. I was about 15 minutes late to my doctor appointment, and my doctor freaked out at my blood pressure and wanted to put me on medication because it was so high. I told him with a straight face that I had literally just found out my husband was cheating on me just 15 minutes before, so he let it go and made me come back for a follow-up in a week. And I never put that $5 back because F him, but I did put his username, password back in his wallet because I'm thoughtful. Story 7. I walked into my sister's room one day to ask for a hair tie and caught her in the act with my boyfriend. I was in high school at the time, but it still stung. I spat on them, screamed, "Why?" and then stormed downstairs to leave. My dad was in the living room on the computer and asked what was wrong. I just said, "Go upstairs and see for yourself." I ran outside and immediately heard the shouting. My dad chased him out of the neighborhood, completely bare. My sister was sent to live with our mom shortly after that, and at 19, she got pregnant. Edit, to answer a few questions, this wasn't even the worst of it with her. I later asked my ex why he did it, and he said it was because she was easy and I wasn't, since I didn't want to sleep with him. No, I never spoke to him again. He's a meth head now. A year later, my sister slept with another one of my boyfriends. I walked in on them kissing on our front porch one day. Fast forward to me working full-time at a job I loved. She's pregnant with her second kid, and my dad made me quit my job and move in with her to watch my one-year-old niece while she finished high school. She eventually did, but then had the second baby and was too lazy to care for either.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
So I ended up doing it for a year. Eventually, I had enough. I didn't want to leave my niece and nephew, but I was young and wanted my own life, not to live in her apartment with her new boyfriend and two kids. So I moved back home and started fresh. My nephew's father got custody, and she didn't fight it, didn't show up to 3 different court dates to try and get him back. She took my niece and disappeared up north to hide out in our hometown. By then, my niece was 3 years old, and since then, she's lived in 4 different provinces and twice in Florida. My sister has been all over the place, going through probably 100 different men, and has been engaged more times than I can count. When I moved back home and got my life together, about a year later, who knocks on my door? My sister and my niece. She asked if they could stay for a bit. Of course, I said yes, she's my sister. But then, she slept with my roommate, didn't take care of my niece, and was getting high. One day, my niece got hit in the head with a golf club by one of the guys she was hanging around with, so I rushed her to get stitches. I told my sister to take my niece and go home, and thankfully, she did. She cleaned herself up, went to college, and I thought maybe things were improving. Years later, I'm married with 2 kids, and my sister visits with her fiancé and my niece, who is now 6. I caught her trying to seduce my husband. That was goodbye for another 2 years, and eventually, goodbye to him too. That's a whole other story. Fast forward again, and I'm with my first love, my soulmate. I didn't know he had a drinking problem at the time. My sister took full advantage of it. She admitted that she couldn't stand how I'd always been successful and happy, so she tried to ruin it for me. She started sending inappropriate texts to my boyfriend, and after a few days, she felt guilty. I saw the texts, and that was that. My boyfriend did cheat on me, but he was blackout drunk for most of those 2 years. He quit drinking and has been sober since December 12, 2014. He's a different man now, an amazing man and father. As for my sister, I finally had enough. At our little sister's wedding in 2013, I told her to never contact me again, to forget I was her sister because she had never treated me like one. We haven't spoken since then. She's still the same. My niece barely gets any attention, and my mom has had to raise her when they've been close enough. My sister is too busy with whatever man is in her life at the moment, getting high, or living her own life. She never should have been a mother. Story 8. This happened in the early 2000s when my friend's husband was deployed to Iraq. They had been married for years and had a 10-year-old son, living a seemingly perfect life. Their marriage was solid, or at least that's how it appeared. One day, while he was deployed, I was at home when another one of our mutual friends called me, practically screaming, "Holy crap, turn on the news right now." I immediately switched on the TV, not knowing what I was about to witness. The story that came on was about a fundraiser at a high school 30 miles away. It was some sort of Relay for Life event, and as a surprise for one of the participants, they were setting up a video call from Iraq to her husband and father of her 2 grade school children. The football jumbotron lit up, and there he was, my friend's husband, telling another woman and her children how much he loved them and couldn't wait to get home to them. I was in complete shock. There was my friend's husband, telling a whole crowd how much he adored this woman and her kids, and the news was eating it up, celebrating how great he was. My stomach dropped as I realized the depth of the betrayal. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Later that evening, our group of friends gathered together to discuss how we would tell her. No one felt ready to break the news, but I ended up being the one nominated to do it. The next day, I had to sit her down and tell her what we had seen. She was devastated, understandably, but she didn't just sit back. She called the news station, and they were shockingly supportive, even offering for her to come in and watch the footage herself. They were apologetic, but there was no real way to undo what had been done. Unfortunately, the story doesn't have a happy ending. She confronted him about the affair, and it led to them starting divorce proceedings. He went on to marry the mother of his other children, and as time went on, he mostly ignored his son from the first marriage. It was heartbreaking to watch my friend, who had been so loyal and trusting, go through this betrayal. She did what she could to move on and rebuild her life, but it was clear that the scars from his actions would linger for a long time. Story 9. I was visiting a good friend to help her with her new baby, and when I came home, I noticed my husband's car was there. I called out a couple of times, "Hey babe, I'm home," but got no response. The lights were on, dishes were on the table. It was strange. I started walking down the hallway, worried something might have happened to him, when he suddenly burst out of our bedroom, completely bare, saying, "Hey," as if everything was normal. For a brief moment, I smiled, thinking maybe he'd just jumped out of the shower or was being playful with a sexy surprise. But then I saw her. She was in our bed, a much younger coworker of his, holding the blanket to cover herself. I froze, my heart pounding. I turned and walked back down the hallway to confront him. He was clearly drunk, which wasn't unusual for him on weekends. He slurred, "I thought you'd be cool with it," then stood in our kitchen, wet, and told me, "Oh, you think I slept with her? No, no, I didn't." But yes, he did. I was speechless, feeling like I needed to be anywhere else, so I left for a while. When I came back, things didn't improve. The saddest part? I wasn't even early. He just got drunk and forgot when I was coming home. I ended up giving her a ride home, and worst of all, I stayed and tried to make it work for 2 more years. Take it from me, cheaters don't change. Story 10. My first long-term girlfriend and I had plans to attend the same college, but things didn't go quite as expected. I was accepted, but I had to start the semester a few months after she did, meaning we were going to be long distance for a little while. It wasn't too bad since we were only about 2 hours apart, so it was easy enough to visit each other. But like most relationships, we struggled a bit. One night, I got a call from her, and when I picked up, I could immediately tell it was a pocket dial. I could hear her talking to some guy, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. So, I called her back, and when she picked up, I asked what was going on. She told me she was just in bed, about to go to sleep. I mentioned the pocket dial, and she explained it was just her friend Jack, who I had met once when he asked to borrow something. It seemed odd to me, but I brushed it off. A couple of weeks later, I went up to visit her, and I met a bunch of new people, including a guy named Luke. After I got back, I received a Facebook message from him. He said, "Look, man, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but you're a great guy, and I think you deserve better. She's been cheating on you with this guy ever since she started here." I was crushed, but I needed to hear it from her, so I called her and asked outright, "Are you cheating on me?" There was a heavy sigh on the other end before she responded, "Well, at least I don't have to lie anymore." The guy I had heard in the background wasn't Jack, as she'd told me. It was the guy she'd been cheating on me with. I had trusted her so much that I believed her. Despite how painful it was, I'm grateful to Luke for reaching out and telling me the truth. What's even more ironic is that after the breakup, most of the people I'd met there, who were her friends, ended up supporting me. So, when I went back the following semester, I had a solid group of friends who had my back, and to this day, many of them are still some of my closest friends. Story 11. I had to work unexpectedly on a Sunday, and my spouse planned a trip to a city 100 miles away, expecting me to handle childcare. She left with our 3-year-old and was gone for hours. After searching the usual places, I couldn't find her. Just as a policeman arrived to take a missing person's report, she texted me an "I'm okay" message, then disappeared again. Later, she asked for a pickup from a grocery store, claiming she'd been shopping for 45 minutes, but her cart was almost empty, and our child was eating a warm cheeseburger. She said she walked there, but it was too far. She then claimed an alibi drove her, but I had spoken to her alibi, and they hadn't been together. The next day, I got a review request for a hotel I'd never been to. Turns out, my wife had logged into my phone months ago, and Google Maps sent notifications about a hotel she'd been to. I asked my kid, who described a man named John, a white car, and noises she heard, details about my wife's affair. I dug into her devices and found over 6,000 pages of texts with 4 men she was cheating on me with, while berating me for being lazy despite my demanding schedule and childcare duties. This was the final straw for me, ending our marriage. Story 12. This isn't my story, but it's my brother's. He was at a small party with 2 of his friends and his wife. After a while, he started to feel tired and decided he wanted to head home. His wife, however, stayed behind and came up with some lame excuse, begging off from leaving with him. He didn't think much of it, figuring his best buddy would keep an eye on her and make sure she got home safe. He got in his car, pulled out of the driveway, and before he could even get too far down the block, he glanced in his rearview mirror and noticed that the lights in the room they had all been in had gone out. He had suspected for a while that something was off with her. They had a child together, who tragically passed away at the sitter's. The death was ruled as SIDS, but in the months that followed, his wife seemed to grow colder and more distant. He never imagined it could lead to what he was about to witness, but there had been this deep gut feeling that something wasn't right. They never really worked through the loss together. She had shut him out. But seeing the house go dark in the rearview mirror solidified his suspicions, so he turned his car around. When he got back, the house was dark and the front door was still unlocked. He walked right in and headed for the only room with light coming from it. He opened the door to find his best friend and another guy, someone he barely knew, both with his wife. That moment completely changed him. He hasn't really been the same since. Story 13. I was waiting for my husband to come home after working away, which was part of his job. He'd come home for weekends and then leave Sunday nights. We were having marriage issues and a friend of mine was an ear to listen to him apparently. Anyway, another friend, who was more suspicious of them than I wanted to be, drove past this other woman's house and saw his car in her driveway. By now it was past 11 p.m. and he wasn't answering his phone, and I was getting frantic and ready to call the police. My suspicious friend came to my house, bundled me into her car while I was making excuses for him. We get to this person's house and the lights are off. His car is there, and the bonnet is cold. It's been there a while. My suspicious friend knocks on the door, and the bedroom light turns on. This person opens the door in her dressing gown, and I push past her into her room, and there is my beloved, in her bed. She looked smug, so I slapped her. They had gaslighted me for months. And the worst part was that they both knew my first husband left me for his girlfriend on our first wedding anniversary. They both swore their friendship was innocent, and that they would never do anything like that to hurt me. I thought I was going to die of a broken heart. We had three young children, and my life came to an end that weekend. It was 9 years ago, and I still can't think about it. I hate her so very much. Every bad thing I wish upon her. She is evil incarnate, and I hate her. He passed away 6 months later in a car crash before we were divorced. I received nothing from him to care for our kids. He gave it to her, and I was too dead inside to fight. However, I have met a wonderful man, and in 18 days we're getting married. I have some trust issues, which he's working through with me. I haven't felt so safe or loved for a long time. I will never forget that weekend. I will never forget people coming out of the woodwork with their suspicions after the event and telling me stories about the plans those two had to destroy me. But I survived. I am loved and I can, and do love. I love my children, and I love my fiancé, and I love the fact that at age 50, I feel more in control of my life than I ever had. Story 14. I had been on the road for work, scheduled to be away for 10 days. It was a long trip, and I missed my family like crazy, especially my two little ones, my two-year-old and my eight-month-old. Toward the end of it, I got lucky and was able to come home a day early. I didn't tell my wife. I figured I'd surprise her and the kids. A good friend of mine picked me up from the airport, and the whole ride home, I was picturing the moment. My wife's shocked smile, my kids' excitement when they saw me walk through the door. That was the homecoming I expected. That was what I had been looking forward to. Instead, I walked in to find my ex and her so-called coffee friend snuggled up on the couch together. And worst of all, my kids were right there in the same room. My babies, sitting just feet away, completely unaware of what was really going on. I saw red. I was livid, shaking with rage, but I didn't want to explode in front of my kids. My ex, of course, denied everything. Acted like I was crazy, like I was reading too much into it. But I knew. I knew exactly what was happening, what had probably been happening for a while. We split up a few weeks later. There was no fixing that kind of betrayal. Story 15. I dated this girl a few years back, and over time, I became really good friends with her brother. We bonded because he genuinely appreciated the support I gave their family during a rough period. Their father had passed away suddenly, and it was a huge shock for everyone. I never expected to grow that close to him, but we just clicked, and I valued our friendship just as much as my relationship with his sister. Fast forward 2 years into the relationship, and out of the blue, he reaches out, saying we need to meet up for coffee because he has something serious to talk about. I could tell by his tone that it wasn't just a casual catch-up. Turns out, He had caught his own sister cheating on me, with a mutual friend of ours, no less. And this wasn't just a one-time mistake. It had been going on for an entire year behind my back. The moment he found out, he made sure I did too. He didn't hesitate, didn't try to protect her. He just felt I deserved to know the truth. So, I broke up with her immediately. No second chances, no drawn-out drama. But somehow, through all of it, I stayed friends with her brother. Funny how things work out. Story 16. I came back from a trip 4 hours earlier than planned. I was exhausted, just looking forward to relaxing at home for a bit before my wife got off work. Except, when I opened the front door, I was immediately hit with a scene I'll never be able to erase from my memory. There she was, sitting on our couch, no top, completely wrapped up in a heated makeout session with some guy. It took me a second to register who he even was, one of her coworkers. They were so caught up in each other that they didn't even hear me come in. The second they realized I was standing there, he bolted for the door like his life depended on it. Didn't say a word. Just ran. She, on the other hand, grabbed whatever she could and took off in the opposite direction, locking herself in the bathroom like that would somehow make this all go away. I just stood there, completely numb, staring at the couch. My brain was short-circuiting. What the hell do you even do in a moment like that? I sat down, in the exact spot they had just been, and just existed. An hour passed, maybe more. I couldn't even bring myself to be angry yet, just empty. Eventually, I stood up and left. Not because I had anywhere to go, but because I figured she'd have to come out of the bathroom eventually, and I didn't want to be there when she did. At the very least, she could put a damn shirt on in peace. Story 17. 2 weeks ago, I sent a message to a mutual friend asking to borrow a router. He didn't answer, but no worries, he lives nearby. I'll just stop by and grab it. I pulled up to his house and started heading down the driveway. He has a long country driveway, so it's a few seconds before I see my car. I drive a company vehicle during the day, already there. My heart began to sink, but they are friends and business partners. Maybe it's nothing. I got out of my van and looked up to see the other guy shirtless in his bedroom. At this point, my heart is down on my stomach, and I am visibly shaking. I went in and immediately headed upstairs. He is alone, now clothed. I say, I came to borrow the router. Also, have you seen my wife? The car is here. He then proceeds to give the worst improv I've ever heard. Huh? No, she was here at some point, though. Whatever I knew she was there, I just wanted him to admit it. I go down, take the router, and head back to the van where I finally encounter my wife topless trying to sneak around the side of his house. And now here I am. Story 18. It was just a normal evening. Nothing seemed off. My wife was in the kitchen with her friend, chatting and laughing while I sat in the living room. Then, her phone buzzed with a text from her friend who was in the kitchen. Figured it was just one of them messaging me, maybe something casual or a joke. So, without thinking much of it, I picked up her phone to check. That's when my entire night, and frankly, my entire life, flipped upside down. Because staring back at me from her screen was a very explicit photo, a full-on dong picture. Now here's the thing. Her friend? She doesn't have a dong. I sat there for a second, just processing what I was seeing, while in the kitchen, they kept laughing like nothing had happened. My heart started racing, my hands went cold, and reality sank in fast. This wasn't a random mistake. This wasn't a joke. This was exactly what it looked like. Confronting her was a mess of denial, excuses, and stammered half-truths that only confirmed what I already knew. Now I'm divorced. And I don't trust texts from friends anymore. Story 19. I caught my ex cheating thanks to Pokemon Go of all things. Never in a million years did I think a mobile game would be the reason I found out, but here we are. One day, she casually mentioned that Pokemon Go was eating up a ton of her data. She seemed a little annoyed about it, so I, being the helpful boyfriend, told her that she could check exactly how much data an app was using in her phone settings. I even offered to show her, figuring it would put her mind at ease. So, I pulled up the settings, scrolled down to Pokemon Go, and, surprise, it wasn't using much data at all. But right above it, Tinder. Tinder was using way more data. I just sat there for a second, staring at the screen, processing what I was looking at. Meanwhile, she was completely unaware of the bomb that was about to drop. So, I turned to her, pointed at the screen, and said, "Well, Pokemon Go isn't the problem, but you sure have been using a lot of Tinder." Her face went pale. She stammered, tried to come up with some kind of excuse, but we both knew there was no talking her way out of this one. It was sad, but also funny the way it went down. Story 20. I had just started a new job with a cell phone company, which came with some nice perks. One of them being a free phone for me and a heavily discounted line for my girlfriend, only $15 a month. It seemed like a great deal at the time. Little did I know, that discount would end up exposing everything. The first bill came in, and as I was looking over the details, something stood out: call logs. I wasn't even snooping, just casually checking things out when I noticed one particular number popping up way too often. It wasn't just a few random calls here and there. It was every single day, an hour or more per call, always during the time she was supposed to be at work. Something felt off. Curiosity got the best of me, so I dialed the number. A guy answered. I didn't say a word. Just hung up. Sat there for a second, letting it sink in. Then, I went to her and asked about it. Gave her a chance to come clean. She didn't. Instead, she lied straight to my face, telling me it was just one of her gal pals. I stared at her, not even angry yet, just disappointed at how easily she could say that, knowing it was BS. I shook my head, pulled out my phone, and called the number again right in front of her. Once again, the same guy answered. I didn't even need to say anything. The look on her face said it all. So yeah, screw you, Brooke. Story 21. One night, she told me not to come over because she wasn't feeling well. No big deal. I figured she just needed some rest. But later that evening, my sister reminded me about a hoodie my girlfriend had borrowed and wanted it back. Since I was already out, I thought I'd swing by, drop off some chocolate and a Slurpee to cheer her up, and grab the hoodie while I was there. When I knocked on the door, there was no answer at first. Then, after a moment, she appeared at the upstairs window, wrapped in nothing but a blanket, looking irritated. I thought I told you not to come over, she snapped down at me. I raised an eyebrow. My sister needs her hoodie, I replied, keeping my voice calm. And then, just as I was processing the situation, a male voice, coming from her bedroom, chimed in. Who's that? That was all I needed to hear. Everything clicked in an instant. Ah, I said, the realization settling over me like a weight. I see how it is. She hesitated, as if scrambling for damage control, before muttering, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I let out a small, humorless laugh. Probably not, I said. Have a good one. And with that, I turned around, walked back to my car, and left. No yelling, no dramatic scene, just a quiet moment of clarity as I realized exactly what kind of person she was. Story 22. After spending a week visiting friends in London, England, I finally flew back to Canada, exhausted but looking forward to being home. I had originally planned to meet up with another group of friends once I landed, but those plans fell through at the last minute. Instead of killing time, I decided to just make the 4-hour drive back to the apartment my girlfriend and I shared. She wasn't expecting me home until 6 p.m., so as far as she knew, I was still out and about, completely unaware of what was happening back home. By the time I pulled into the driveway, it was 6 a.m., and I had been awake for 30 straight hours, jet-lagged and running on fumes. All I wanted was to collapse into my own bed and sleep for a day. But when I walked through the door and stepped into our bedroom, expecting the comfort of home, I was instead greeted by an extra set of feet sticking out from under the covers. Feet that didn't belong to me. Feet that were attached to some a-hole lying in my bed, next to my girlfriend. In an instant, exhaustion was replaced with pure, gut-wrenching clarity. She had no idea I'd be home early. No idea she was about to be caught red-handed. And in that moment, standing there in the doorway, all I could do was take in the pathetic scene in front of me and let reality sink in. Story 23. One of my former coworkers was giving a presentation during a senior budgetary meeting, one of those high-stakes meetings with outside accountants and auditors present. He had loaded a scan project file onto an SD card and inserted it into the conference room PC, expecting to pull up the necessary documents. But instead of spreadsheets and financial reports, the projector screen lit up with something none of us could have ever anticipated. Private, unclothed pictures. And not just any private pictures, his wife, in the middle of an affair, caught in the act with another man. For a few agonizing seconds, the entire room was frozen in stunned silence. No one moved. No one breathed. There we were, in a professional setting, staring at images that were never meant to be seen, least of all in this room, by these people, with him sitting right there. I don't know if it was shock, horror, or just disbelief that kept him rooted to his chair, but he didn't move at first. His face drained of color as he realized what we were looking at. I was closest to the projector, and after what felt like the longest moment of my life, I reached over and shut it off. The screen went black, but the damage was already done. Then, without a word, he stood up, walked out of the conference room, and kept walking. Left his phone, left his laptop, left everything behind. He drove off and didn't stop until he reached his parents' house, 3 states away. He was gone for an entire week, completely off the grid. No emails, no calls, just disappeared. And honestly, none of us could blame him. Story 24. I walked in on my girlfriend one day, and what I saw still sticks with me. She was in the middle of banging another guy. I stood there frozen for a second, just taking it all in, my mind racing to make sense of the scene in front of me. Then she looked up, panic flooding her face, and yelled, "What are you doing here?" I just stared at her. "You gave me a key, remember?" I said, my voice calm but edged with disbelief. "I ended up not working today and thought I'd surprise you." Fast forward 15 years later. I get a message from her out of the blue. At first, I didn't know what to think. She said she wanted to talk, and I figured it was one of those 12-step type things. Maybe she was going through some personal growth and wanted to make amends for all the damage she caused. But when I finally agreed to hear her out, it was anything but what I expected. Turns out, she didn't want to make amends. She didn't want to apologize. No, she was trying to sell me on Amway. Story 25. Long story short, I had a feeling something was off for months. You know that gut feeling that nags at you, even when everything seems fine on the surface. I couldn't shake it. And like an idiot, I finally caved. One night, she was asleep, and I decided to go through her phone. I knew it was a mistake even as I was doing it, but I convinced myself that if I found nothing, I'd stop doubting her. But of course, I found exactly what I was looking for. The texts were there, clear as day, no mistaking what was going on. Even after I saw everything, when I confronted her, she still lied to my face about it multiple times. I couldn't understand how she could keep up with the lies when the proof was right there, staring us both down. Eventually, she came clean, but only after weeks of lying. And when she did, she downplayed it, tried to minimize it as if it was no big deal. A couple of nights ago, she told me that the guy had asked her out on a date, and she said, "I had to say no." She looked sad about it, like she was genuinely disappointed, and that hit me harder than anything. She wasn't even upset about what she had done. She was upset about turning him down. Now, we're in the middle of a divorce. It's messy, and it hurts like hell. Every day feels like a slow, painful process of trying to pick up the pieces of what's left. No matter how much I knew deep down, no matter how much I saw with my own eyes, nothing could have prepared me for the emotional toll of this whole thing. Story 26. I came home one evening, and something fell off right away. My husband wasn't home, which was strange for him, especially since just an hour before, he'd told me he was heading back to the house. It was already 8 p.m., so I figured he'd be there by now. I had this gut feeling, that nagging sensation that told me something wasn't right. I tried to shake it off, but it only got stronger. So, I decided to drive to one of our female friends' apartments, the one he always claimed was like a sister to him. She was someone we'd both known for years, ever since high school, and I trusted her. Or at least, I thought I did. When I pulled up, his truck was parked outside. My stomach sank. I knocked on the door, expecting no answer, and of course, there wasn't one. My suspicions were growing, but I still wasn't ready to jump to conclusions. I tried the door. To my shock, it was unlocked. I walked inside, calling out for them, but the place was eerily quiet. The living room was empty. That's when I heard it, the unmistakable sounds of movement coming from the bedroom. A chill ran down my spine. I hesitated for a second, my heart racing, but then I walked toward the bedroom. And there they were. I tried to salvage things over the next couple of months, tried to work through it, but the trust was gone. I couldn't get past the betrayal. I couldn't even stand the thought of him touching me. We divorced 4 years ago, and even though it still stings sometimes, I know it was the right decision. Edit, just to clarify, when I say our female friend, I mean a mutual friend we'd both known for years, who we went to high school with. Someone I considered close. Someone I never thought would betray me like this. Story 27. After spending the night trying, and failing, to keep up with my ex and her coworkers drinking, I decided to call it a night. A few minutes after I stepped away, their conversation died down, and I heard the dog scratching at the door. I got up to let the dog in, but when I opened the door, I was hit with a sight I wasn't prepared for. There they were, making out on the couch. I stood there for about 10 minutes, watching, before they noticed me. By then, they were both bare, and he was doing stuffs like he knew them well. No more pretending or denying. I knew exactly what was happening, and part of me was almost relieved that I wasn't blind to it. A tense conversation followed with the two of them. He left soon after, stumbling out the door, drunk and into the cold night. She, on the other hand, called a ride to her aunt's place, but not before begging me to go look for him, worried about him being out there alone in the freezing weather. I couldn't bring myself to care. Story 28. My girlfriend and I were in a long-distance relationship, and she had this habit of going quiet every now and then. Over the past few weeks, she'd been texting me but kept making excuses as to why she couldn't come visit. I ended up going to a party one of my friends had organized. While I was there, I met one of his friends, who casually mentioned that he had a new girlfriend. I was surprised since he'd never mentioned her before, so I asked who she was. That's when the lady introduced me to my girlfriend. She had told everyone that we had broken up and that she had been dating my friend for about a month. She hadn't bothered to tell me a thing. Story 29. His isn't my story, but one of my best mates went through something pretty brutal. His girlfriend actually snuck another guy into their one-bedroom apartment while he was in the living room playing Xbox. He had no idea until he heard a noise coming from the bedroom, and that's when everything went downhill. I could hear the argument through the mic, and it was clear as day what was happening. He kicked her out of the apartment right then and there, and, despite everything, just went back to playing with us like it was any other night. Edit, for those of you saying my buddy deserved it because he's addicted to video games, I have to clear something up. He's not some guy who plays games all day, every day. He only plays when he has spare time, just like anyone would do to unwind. The real issue here was his girlfriend. She was just a terrible person, and none of this was his fault. After kicking her out, he came back to the mic, told us what happened, and asked us to get off the game so he could deal with it. But we could tell he was really shaken up, so we encouraged him to stay on and talk things through with us. We were all in different countries at the time and couldn't be there for him in person, but we wanted to support him as best as we could. We were all genuinely concerned for him. Their relationship had already been a little rocky, but no one ever expects something like this, especially with someone cheating just in the next room. It was such a shock to all of us. He's a great guy, and he definitely didn't deserve any of it. The good news is that he's now in a much healthier relationship with a wonderful woman who treats him with the respect and love he deserves. Story 30. Well, he wasn't my husband, but that morning, he had just proposed to me. He told me he had to go into work to cover a shift, but when he didn't call me for his usual dinner break, I started to get worried. He was a law enforcement officer. I tried calling him, but someone else picked up his phone. The person on the other end casually explained, "Yeah, I think he went up to a room with his girlfriend. We've got his phone here, waiting for him." I was in shock. They were at a hotel. It turns out, he had used the excuse of working a shift to meet up with a woman he'd known from the academy. They had been seeing each other for a while, and, to make matters worse, she was married. The next morning, when he came to pick me up so we could go to brunch with our parents and announce our engagement, I refused to go with him. In hindsight, I should have waited until we were at brunch, let him pay the bill, and then confronted him for the free meal. But I was young, naive, and didn't have the patience for that kind of humiliation. Story 31. This happened years ago, but the ripples definitely continued for many years. I was an athlete in my 20s. I was fortunate to spend the decade from my 19th birthday until just shy of my 30th birthday playing basketball overseas. I would spend majority of the year overseas, then come back to the States until the new season or possibly a new country. It's a very cutthroat career to have, as I knew guys I'd play against have a replacement literally sitting in the stands till after the game, and then they would be let go. So, I met my wife through my brother. I was flying back to the States. I lived in Texas at that time. He said come to Denver. So, I instead flew and was going to visit my brother for a few weeks, then head home. At that time, I didn't have a girlfriend or a house and just had a room at my folks. So, I'm on a 12-hour flight and land in Denver, and my phone starts going nuts with voicemails. This was the flip phone era. My brother and his then-girlfriend had an emergency with her mom, and they drove to New Mexico and his friend, Andy, was going to pick me up and would take me to his place till he got back. Andy was a girl, and I was done the minute I laid eyes on her and was blown away. Needless to say, I fell for her. It helped she was tall, and she was very sarcastic and fun to be around. Moving along many years later and getting married and having a kid later, I was in what I thought was the perfect life. We traveled, saw the world, enjoyed spending time together, and got along with each other's families. Intimacy great. Never thought anything would come between us. My mother's side of the family all decided to move from California at the same time. They all wanted to leave California and lower their costs of living. So, what seemed like overnight, I got grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, etc. My closest cousin is Donnie. He was married to his high school sweetheart. Soon after he arrived, we hung out a bunch, and when I was in town, I tried hanging out as much as time permitted. He liked going to bars and clubs. My wife and I would go hang out and have fun. She liked clubs, and like I said, we had a great relationship. So, in other words, we were solid, and I've always been open. She had all my passwords, and I didn't keep anything from her or her from me. One night my cell rang. She answered and spent about 45 minutes talking on the phone. My daughter was 3 at the time, and her and I were watching TV. After the phone call, she came in like the Gestapo, asking if there was anything I needed to tell her. Clueless and flustered, she explains that a girl called my cell asking when I would be over because she was running late, that she didn't know I was married and that I needed to do right by her and our soon-to-be child. How much of an a-hole I was for cheating on my wife and getting another girl pregnant. Moving along, she is yelling and freaking out. So, I told her to call the girl back and we will sort it out. After about 15 minutes of going back and forth on the phone, I told her to come to the house so I can prove it isn't me. After what felt like an eternity, the girl shows up. As my wife lets her in, the girl sees me and just loses it, saying, "That's not Rusty, what is going on?" After a long conversation and a lot of moonshine apple pie, we get the story. So, my cousin apparently almost got caught by his wife and decided to ditch his phone so he had a way of explaining to them why they couldn't get in touch at times. So, he ditched his Nokia and said it was stolen and gave this girl my cell thinking she wouldn't call. Trust me, I too questioned his thinking, but it really happened. He also had been telling her that Rusty was his name, Rusty being my nickname. So, after getting everything ironed out, even though I'm happy it was over, my wife explained I had two choices. Either my cousin tells his wife or my wife will. So, I have to make this gut-wrenching phone call to tell my cousin what happened. He loses it and just tells me give him some time to tell his wife and to not let my wife break the news first. If you've ever been married, asking something like that isn't an easy conversation, no matter how good the marriage is. Fast forward a few months, all seems right in the world. My wife called me. She was having lunch at my folks with my mom. That girl called my folks' house, looking for Rusty, and my father answered. My father is old-fashioned. He married his high school sweetheart and believed that once you're married, that's it. So, him listening to this call, and my wife tells him this story about what happened. He then asks the girl to fill him in, and then maybe he can help her sort this out. So, she spilled her guts to my dad, explaining how I was leaving my wife for her and our new baby, and that she needed to reach me because the car broke down and needed help. And the fact that his phone wasn't working, she decided to call phone numbers on the bill trying to get in touch with him. Luckily, he had already heard the story and explained that I am not my cousin. My wife wasn't happy that my cousin hadn't taken care of this. So now I'm having to explain to my wife that as far as I knew that situation was solved, and I hadn't heard anything else from it. A few days later my dad called me and said that girl showed up with the kid looking for my cousin. During the peaceful time my folks went on a cruise and asked my cousin to house sit, he had been bringing that girl over to my folks' house, and they were playing house the 2 weeks my parents were gone. At this point my wife lost it with this and brought everything crashing down on my cousin's head. He ended up getting divorced from his wife, eventually from this girl as well. We ironed out our relationship and moved past it. The crazy part is, I decided to retire. I had some issues with my knee, and it would require surgery and rehab. Teams usually pay for everything, including the rehab. So, I decided to have the surgery and then fly home and do rehab locally. Trying to be romantic and surprise my wife instead of letting her know I was flying in on a specific day. Got to the airport, got a taxi, and drove home, not wanting to let my wife know expecting marital bliss. Instead, I walk into a master bedroom of some guy asleep next to my wife. Devastated, I went into the closet, grabbed clothes. I took pictures on my camera, woke my daughter up, and drove to my folks' house. The aftermath was pretty standard and painful. To this day, she has never told me who he was or ever really explained why. Well, a truthful explanation, that is. Now I'm remarried and things are good. But to this day, I never thought anything like this would happen to me. Honestly, I try not to dwell on it, but as with anything bad, it hits at the oddest times. Like catching up on TV shows and browsing Reddit and see this post. Story 32. This didn't happen to me, but it's one of those stories from my closest friend growing up that still makes me shake my head every time I think about it. He was hanging out with his girlfriend, and they were making out in the back of her car. This was right after she'd gotten the car, so it was pretty new. At one point, he put his hand on the back of the car, somewhere between the headrests and the rear windshield, kind of like the opposite of a dashboard. Anyway, as he placed his hand there, he realized it was covered in something. And upon a closer look, it turned out to be a semi-fresh load of cream. He was obviously confused and disgusted, so he asked her about it. Her response? She casually explained that her gum must have flown out of her mouth and landed back there, and then the sun had melted it into this cream-like substance. My friend didn't know what to say, but let's just say, that explanation never really sat well with him. Story 33. I caught my now ex-husband in a way that I'll never forget. I had this gut feeling that something was off, and it wasn't just him. I was 6 months pregnant with our second child, and even my best friend at the time seemed distant and strange. One night, at around 2 a.m., his phone went off and I decided to check it. I had a nagging suspicion, and I was tired of being in the dark. When I picked up his phone, I discovered a secret password-protected messenger app, Go Messenger, I think it was called. The password was his birthday, a real winner, right? What I found on that phone shook me to my core. There were over 7,000 messages, some of which included photos and hints that I was present in the background while they were having conversations. It was a painful discovery. He had been messaging my best friend, and the implications were undeniable. I couldn't hold it in. I woke him up, my heart racing, and confronted him about what I had found. He immediately locked himself in the bathroom and pulled the "I'm going to hurt myself" card. It was manipulative, but I was so lost and confused that I almost believed him. Despite everything, I spent another year trying to make it work, going through the motions, but deep down, I knew it was over. Looking back, I'm relieved that chapter of my life is behind me. It's been a long and painful road, but I've learned so much about myself through the process, and I'm thankful that I can now focus on being a strong, happy mother to my kids. Story 34. My wife had been texting a lot and was being evasive when I asked about it, even smirking when she thought it was making me jealous. Yeah, she had that kind of attitude. It turned out she had left her email logged into my phone. So I saw an Airbnb booking for a weekend getaway to a place a state away. We were living in separate states at the time. The listing looked like a quiet, romantic retreat with only two guests. That raised some red flags for me. I kept an eye on her Airbnb profile, since we were connected on the site, hoping the owner might leave a review about her. Eventually, I saw the review, wife's name, and guy's name, not me, were wonderful guests, and so on. It didn't take a genius to figure out that this trip was likely not innocent. She must have realized I caught on because she tried to have the review removed, changed her name on Airbnb, and when that didn't work, she deleted her account altogether. I eventually confronted her about it during a counseling session. She quickly came up with an explanation. She'd originally planned to go with a coworker, but when that person's car broke down, guy's name, ended up joining them since he was dating her coworker. She claimed the guestbook mistake was just an honest mix-up. Looking back, I'm pretty sure that wasn't the truth. We're no longer married. Story 35. He changed his phone password, and I ignored it for months until something started to feel off. One day, I unlocked his phone with my thumb, and without even having to look, I saw a messaging app open with a girl he was meeting the next day. I sent him off to work without confronting him. Then, I went through a long chain of emails to finally reset passwords and access the one linked to the messaging app. What I found was shocking. He had been sending around 10,000 emails every year for the past 4 years of our relationship. He had been living an entire second life and hiding it from everyone. Our relationship had never seemed stronger. We had been seeing a therapist for 8 months, working on our communication. Apparently, he was hiding his issues from the therapist, too. At that moment, It felt like my life was ruined. I remember thinking, what did I do to deserve this? And when I thought that, something inside me just snapped. I went, calmly bought a giant coffee, and got cardboard boxes. By the time he came home from work, I had packed up all his things and changed the locks. That was the end. Edit. For those asking, I moved his things into storage and left the key with a passive-aggressive note. He left me a short note apologizing for what he did and owning up to it. He even made a social media post admitting what happened, asking everyone to leave him alone and support me. Weeks later, we met to talk, and he didn't try to hide anything. He was completely transparent. I loved him. If he had come to me and admitted he had this problem, I would have helped him get therapy. It wasn't the subject matter that hurt so much. An addiction is an addiction. It was the lying. Story 36. My neighbor is currently deployed, and in his absence, his wife has been having an affair with not one, but two guys at the same time. It doesn't happen all the time, but sometimes it's just the one guy. Let's call him D-Head 1. But other times, he brings his buddy, D-Head 2, over to join in on the action. It's honestly unbelievable. I really wish I knew the guy who's being cheated on because, ironically, I was deployed when he first moved in. I came home, got settled, and then just a week later, he left for deployment. That's when things took a turn. Suddenly, these two guys started showing up at his house regularly. It's just frustrating and honestly, kind of pathetic. It's a mess, and I just don't get it. Some people, man. Story 37. I came home earlier than expected one day, and when I walked in, they were quick enough to get dressed, but they weren't exactly in a natural state, if you know what I mean. It was immediately clear that something had just happened, like that typical got caught and tried to play it cool situation you see in TV shows. I didn't even need to say much to know what was going on. I just asked him to leave, and without much hesitation, he did. The confrontation that followed was tense. She tried to lie at first, but it didn't take long before she admitted what had been going on. This wasn't the first time she'd cheated, but it was the first time I had caught her in the act. In the past, it had been all texting and flirting, and she insisted that she never actually slept with anyone else, just sent pictures and engaged in some back and forth with them. Looking back, I'm not sure if that was just damage control or if there was truth to it. We ended up getting divorced. Each of us remarried. We're not friends by any means, but we manage to be civil when we have to be. It's weird how things played out, but that's just the way life goes sometimes. Story 38. I was dating my college girlfriend, and we had been living together for about a year. Everything seemed fine until I started noticing something strange. She always had her phone on silent or would just straight up ignore calls from someone named Jennifer. At first, I thought nothing of it, but the pattern kept happening. Eventually, my curiosity got the best of me, and one day, I wrote down the number that kept popping up. About a week later, I decided to call it. To my shock, the number belonged to her other boyfriend, the one she had never broken up with before coming to college. Neither of us knew about each other, and she had been visiting him whenever she went home to see her parents on weekends and breaks. It all hit me like a ton of bricks. I was devastated. After confronting her, we broke up soon after, and her mom actually had the audacity to say that sometimes you just have to accept things and that I owed her an apology for breaking up with her. As if I was the one in the wrong. That was the general gist of it, but it got even worse from there. She had been hiding so much from me, and the whole situation was a slap in the face. Looking back, I couldn't believe how blind I had been, and how she and her family tried to make me feel guilty for walking away. Story 39. I went to log into my email one day, and a suggested account popped up that I didn't recognize. Curiosity got the best of me, so I answered all of his security questions and reset his password to see what was going on. What I found was beyond anything I expected, emails between him and the neighbor. This wasn't just any affair. This was the same woman he had cheated with before, the one we had been going to therapy to try and recover from. I couldn't believe what I was reading. There they were, exchanging love letters, waxing poetic about their feelings for each other, and discussing when I'd be out of the house so they could finally be together. It was like a punch to the gut. All the work we had put into therapy, trying to rebuild what he had destroyed, seemed like it had been for nothing. I was crushed all over again. But the real horror of the situation wasn't just the affair, it was that our 7-year-old daughter was the one who had originally caught them. She had walked into our bedroom one day while I was at work, and that's when she saw everything. She didn't fully understand what was happening at the time, but she knew enough to be confused and upset. The whole situation still haunts me. My daughter, who was innocent and just trying to go about her day, ended up being the one to uncover the betrayal. Story 40. This isn't my story, but it's something I'll never forget. I met a medical resident recently while on rotation, and he was honestly one of the nicest, most intelligent, and hardworking people I've ever met. He was training to be a trauma surgeon, but despite his impressive career path, he was one of the most humble guys around. He'd been married for 2 years to his wife, and everything seemed great. Or so he thought. One night, after finishing up a grueling 30-hour call, he was eager to surprise his wife. He bought her flowers and her favorite dessert to celebrate the anniversary of the day they first met. He was exhausted, but he thought it would be a sweet gesture. However, when he walked into their home, he found her in bed with a random guy. He was so caught off guard and confused that he didn't know what to do. In his disoriented state, he just left, heading back to the hospital. I happened to see him around 5 a.m., sitting alone in the parking lot, hunched over and crying. He didn't even have his phone with him. He was just sitting there in disbelief. I've never seen anything break my heart more than seeing a grown man cry, especially someone as strong as him. It's not something you witness every day, and it hits you hard when you do. We ended up calling his dad, who came and picked him up. The guy ended up taking a leave from his residency to deal with everything. Later on, we found out that this wasn't the first time his wife had cheated on him. It's just devastating. Despite everything that happened, I truly hope he's able to pick himself back up and move forward. He's going to be an incredible physician. I have no doubt about that. But I also hope he finds someone who truly values him the way he deserves. Story 41. It was a rare date night. Kids were at the grandparents' house, and I was looking extra cute, so I didn't even want to carry a purse or my cell. I ended up using his phone on the way to the restaurant to confirm our reservations. After dinner, I used his phone again to check the movie times via text. That's when I noticed a name in the frequently sent messages. I asked him, casually and innocently, "Who is Lisa?" He snatched the phone from my hand and quickly said, "My coworker." I didn't think much of it at the time, but that innocent question planted a seed. Fast forward a few hours, and there I was, throwing his clothes into his car after going online and discovering hundreds of text messages he'd sent to several women. The texts ranged from flirtations to full-blown emotional affairs. Despite the shock and the anger, I was still a fool for love. I opted to stay, not knowing any different. I had been with him my entire adult life, and I didn't think I could imagine life without him. That was in 2006. Fast forward to January of this year, and we celebrated our 19th anniversary together. But by March, my divorce was final. By June, he had married yet another one of his many affairs. Now, I'm embracing life as an empty nester and enjoying being unattached. It feels liberating, and although I spent many years in that toxic relationship, I'm finally able to look forward to a future where I can focus on myself and my own happiness. Story 42. I had this weird, sinking feeling that something wasn't right with the new friend I had made in college. It was like a gut instinct telling me that things weren't adding up, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. One night, after he had randomly changed the lock screen on his phone, he gave me the password when he was drunk. Naturally, I took the opportunity to check, and that's when I saw all the notes. Odd, cryptic ones that didn't make sense at first. I felt a growing sense of unease and decided to confront him about it. When I did, he just brushed me off, telling me I was crazy and that it was nothing. I wasn't convinced, so I did some digging. At work the next day, I messaged the girl on Facebook, knowing her name from the notes. That's when the truth came out. According to him, he had told her that I was away in the hospital and that we were pretending to date for my mental health. He said we were just a show and that they could be together for real. It was devastating to hear, but I couldn't just let it slide. We both confronted him, me and the girl, and she chose to stay with him, slandering my name in the process. It stung, but life has a funny way of turning things around. Just recently, I found out that he cheated on her, and I'll admit, there's a bit of sweet justice in that. It feels like a small victory, knowing that things didn't work out for him in the end, even though it cost me a lot to get to this point. We were on our second day at Disney, enjoying a family vacation that had been 7 years in the making. Her father and mother had promised us this trip when our kids were born, saying they'd take the whole family to Disney when they turned 7. Finally, the moment had arrived. By then, we'd been together for over a decade, had a great job, a house, and several kids. We were living the American dream. Everything seemed perfect. But on night two of our dream vacation, everything came crashing down. I picked up her phone to set an alarm, and that's when I saw it. So many messages. I couldn't even process it at first. The volume of texts was overwhelming. I just remember feeling like a rush of rage and disbelief hit me all at once. I had to leave the room to collect myself. I called the number attached to the texts, and when a man answered, I could barely comprehend it. He sounded sleepy and casually greeted her with a "Hello, darling. I'm glad to hear from you." The moment his voice hit my ears, I felt like the ground had been pulled out from under me. It was like I had entered some alternate reality, one where nothing was as it seemed. All I could think was, from this point forward, everything I knew about my life is about to change. I wanted to die in that moment, but instead, I was just numb. The world shifted beneath me, and I didn't know what would happen next. Story 43. That morning, I woke up to a strange situation. She had received a random text from a coworker, but there were no other messages, making it seem like part of an ongoing conversation. The message itself wasn't suspicious, but the lack of context made it stand out. I brought it up to her, and she acted just as confused as I was. I wasn't feeling well that day and decided I wanted to skip class. She was very insistent that I go, which struck me as odd. I didn't think much of it at the time, but it definitely felt off. On my way to class, I got stuck on the highway, and suddenly, I felt so sick that I couldn't make it to the next exit. I threw up all over myself in the car. I finally managed to pull over and clean up a bit, but I was hysterical. I called her and said, "I'm coming home. I obviously can't make it to class." She said, "Okay, well, I'm the next town over, getting brunch with the girl from the text earlier." I went home, took a shower, and before even getting dressed, I checked her call and text history. She had been messaging this girl all night long. When I confronted her, she basically admitted they had been getting closer and, to my disbelief, confessed that they had kissed, but that was it. I was so physically sick that I couldn't get out of bed. I had work at 4:30 a.m. the next morning, so I spent the rest of the day trying to sleep it off. But the next day, when I got home from work, I wasn't about to let this go. She was still asleep when I packed up my things and started moving out. The worst part? The girl she was cheating with was a coworker I had hung out with multiple times, someone I had even given rides to, smoked with, and considered cool. The whole time, everyone knew they were seeing each other behind my back. What a betrayal. Story 44. I logged onto Yahoo on our shared desktop computer one evening and noticed an email from his best friend. Out of curiosity, I opened it, and that's when it hit me. The email was from his friend to him, offering advice on the woman he had fallen in love with. A woman who was not me. As I read further, I discovered it was his boss's wife. His boss, who also happened to be his only bandmate and essentially his only friend. It turned out he was sleeping with her in their house while her husband, my husband's boss, was passed out drunk after their band practice. I felt the weight of betrayal settle deep in my stomach. She played both of them like puppets, making them believe they had something real, all while she was juggling guy three, another man she had hooked into her web. And, of course, she ended up with everything she wanted, walking away with him, while leaving behind chaos and broken trust. The last I heard, guy four, the one who wasn't even part of the initial mix, ended up with full custody of the child they had together. I couldn't help but think how life always finds a way of bringing things full circle. As for me, I managed to rebuild. I remarried to an amazing man who treats me with love and respect. We now have a beautiful baby boy, and as I sit here, he's softly snoring beside me, his tiny breaths a reminder of how much better life can get. We're in our jammies, watching Hulu, and I realize how far I've come since then. I've learned that there is so much more out there, better, healthier, and real. And now, I'm surrounded by the love I deserve. Story 45. I had a feeling something was off for a few months, but there was no concrete proof. My ex lived about 40 miles away, and we were both 18. We had been dating and going to high school together for 3 years. On weekends, she'd come into the city to spend time with me. I knew she had another group of friends in her town, some of them were guys, but it never bothered me. One night, I woke up in the middle of the night and decided to message her on Facebook. As I scrolled through her posts, I noticed she had been tagged in a photo with one of her friends. In the photo, he was holding her up and kissing her. It was now his profile picture. I felt a sinking feeling in my stomach, but I calmly messaged him and asked what was going on. To my surprise, he responded almost immediately and seemed just as confused as I was. We agreed to meet up for coffee the next morning, the same morning my ex was over at my place. When she walked into the coffee shop and saw him sitting next to me, the look on her face was priceless. She immediately started begging for forgiveness, saying she loved both of us. But the truth came out. This had been going on for 7 months. Every weekend when she left my place, she was going back to him for the rest of the week. Now, here's the twist. The other guy and I became best friends. We share a house now with our respective partners, and it's honestly the best decision I've ever made. Taylor, you can go to hell. Story 46. He told me he was helping his grandma, with whom he lived, retile her bathroom because she had fallen ill and was stressed about not having it finished that day. I thought, sure, no problem. I was at work anyway, or I would have offered to help. About an hour later, my mom took my brothers out to a restaurant. While they were there, she walked in and saw my then boyfriend getting all touchy-feely with a girl I worked with, someone who had claimed to hate him for several reasons. When my mom confronted them, he told her she was his sick grandma. My mom didn't buy it. The girl, who was about 22, in a halter top and jeans, was far from sick or grandma-like. My mom called them out on their crap and then called me. After I finished work, I went to my apartment, packed up his stuff, and took it over to his grandma's place. She had no idea what had just gone down. I laughed, telling her that my man had gone on a date without me. Now, here's the kicker. My ex and I are both men, so the woman in the situation caught me off guard. But hey, sometimes things happen. What really pissed me off was the fact that he lied, and she knew we were dating the whole time. When I talked to her, she actually told me she had fun being the other person because it meant she didn't have to commit to anyone. Story 47. It was St. Patrick's Day 2017, and my wife told me she wanted to go to a party with some friends from work, a couple we knew. I told her I had finals on Monday. I was working full-time and juggling dual bachelor's degrees, so I would pass. But she still wanted to go, so I gave her some money and told her to have fun. That night, around 1 a.m., she stopped responding to my texts. Now, I don't usually text her constantly because I appreciate the free time, but this was different. I checked the Find My Friends app, and her location was suddenly turned off. I knew she didn't know how to disable it, so I started to get worried. I checked her iPad to get her Find My iPhone details, but the password had been changed. At that point, I was getting suspicious. I checked her laptop, and it was the same situation, password changed. Now, I was really starting to feel like something was off. I went into our bedroom and noticed her Apple Watch on the nightstand. I checked it, and there were messages since the last sync. I opened the messages, and there was a long conversation going back a few weeks with an unsaved number. That definitely raised a red flag. I read through it, and it turns out the messages were with one of her coworkers, a single guy. He mentioned his address, and she was out with him. So, I decided to drive over to his place. I got there, and sure enough, my car was parked in the lot. I took a picture of it and sent it to her, telling her to come out. She didn't. In the heat of the moment, I considered going in there to confront her, but then I realized I didn't want to make any impulsive decisions that would land me in jail. So, I just went home. Then she called me, tried to deny everything, and I listened. But after everything I'd seen, there was no other way to look at it. She was the one in the wrong here. Story 48. I met this girl who worked the late shift at a drugstore. We'd flirted a few times, exchanged numbers, and eventually started sleeping together. After a few weeks, she invited me out for drinks at a dive bar she liked on the north side of the city. We spent the night dancing, drinking, and chatting with people she knew. At one point, a guy came up to me and said, "Great to meet you finally. Congratulations on the engagement." I looked at him, confused, and replied, "What are you talking about?" Choking on my drink a little, he gave me a puzzled look and said, "You're here with Corey, right? It's Paul, isn't it?" I raised an eyebrow, pointed to myself, and said, "Nah, man, my name's Kyle." We stood there for a second, both of us piecing it together as the realization set in. Corey was engaged to a guy named Paul. I was the other guy. Paul worked out of town for weeks at a time. It was surreal, watching the gossip spread like wildfire across the small bar. You could literally feel the atmosphere shift as people started to figure it out. We ended up leaving shortly after that. It hit me. She brought me, the guy she was cheating on her fiancé with, to her favorite bar. a place full of people who knew her well enough to know she was engaged to Paul, not Kyle. It was messed up. I didn't see her again after that. As of now, according to Facebook, Corey and Paul are still married. Story 49. My ex was overseas on tour and missed his sister's wedding, which I attended as a bridesmaid. To ease the sting of his absence, I even read a message from him during the event. I had just gotten home when I received a phone call from his mom with the news that his grandmother had passed away. She had tried reaching him to inform him, but couldn't get through, so she left a message. At the end of the call, she casually said, "Oh, by the way, did you know he's in Rome on his leave?" I was stunned. He was supposed to tell me when he got leave so I could meet him in Europe. Instead, he skipped his sister's wedding to go to Rome and take a cruise with a coworker he was sleeping with. Needless to say, he became my ex shortly after that. Story 50. We were talking about divorce and had officially separated while he was deployed overseas. He flew back for 2 weeks of R&R and had planned to return overseas after requesting an extension. I thought we might be able to work things out, but when I picked him up from the airport, he was completely distant. We went back to our apartment, and within an hour, he told me he thought divorce was the best option. He then casually mentioned he had to leave to pick up a friend from the airport and would be staying with her for the 2 weeks he was back. I was in shock. A few days later, I was using his computer to print off a CD label, dating myself here, when I noticed the art program displayed several hidden files. Curiosity got the best of me, and I opened one of the folders labeled with a woman's name. Inside, I found explicit emails and photos, dating back long before we started having issues. No wonder he had wanted to extend his stay in a war zone. He had been having an affair with an NCO under his command and had arranged for her to fly in just 3 hours after him so they could run off together after telling me it was over. I never saw that coming. Story 51. Things were rough between my long-distance girlfriend and me, but I was determined to make the relationship work. Money was tight, so my parents helped me by partially covering the cost of a ticket to fly out and visit her. Just weeks before my trip, my best friend passed away, and I was absolutely devastated. I reached out to my ex, hoping for some emotional support, but she was being incredibly hard to get a hold of. I called her maybe 5 times in an hour, feeling desperate. Finally, I received a text that said, "This is her boyfriend. Will you please stop texting her?" Eventually, my ex called and texted me, denying everything. At that moment, I couldn't confirm if she was actually cheating on me, but over time, I found out through her friends that she had been. That happened a few years ago, and now, I'm doing really well and in a very happy relationship. But man, it still stings when I remember what I went through that day. Story 52. My ex was living with a few of my close friends in a big house. I had plans to go over, hang out with one of my friends, smoke a bit, and then crash at my girlfriend's place for the night. On my way there, I get a text from my friend saying something like, "Never mind, I think I'll just crash tonight," or some last-minute excuse. Still, I decided to head over anyway. If my friend was going to sleep, I figured at least one of the other roommates would be down to chill. Worst case, I could just hang out with my girlfriend. When I get there, though, my friend is wide awake, smoking a blunt in the living room. She's acting really strange and keeps telling me not to bother my girlfriend right now, which was even more weird. But I let it slide and just kept smoking and chatting. After a while, I decided to head upstairs to see what my girlfriend was up to. Before anyone could stop me, I was already heading up with two of the roommates trailing behind. As I got to the top of the stairs, I heard some strange noises from behind the door. I opened it, and to my shock, I found one of my friends in bed with my girlfriend. I was furious, and one of the other roommates had to hold me back. I honestly don't know what would have happened if he hadn't stopped me. My girlfriend and the friend were both caught completely off guard. The worst part? That wasn't the first time it happened with her. It took me a long time to realize that trust is something you have to earn, not just give. But in the end, I think I came out on top. My ex, Izzy, gained some weight as she got older and definitely doesn't look the same anymore. And yeah, I got a bit of revenge. Story 53. We were high school sweethearts, together for about 7 years. We went to college together, worked together, and spent nearly every waking hour side by side. Then I left for the military, and during boot camp, I never got a single letter from her, nor did I hear anything from my mom, the only person who kept in touch. After the first couple weeks of silence, I actually started to think she'd passed away, and people were just sparing me the heartbreak while I was in boot camp. I was shocked when I saw her at graduation. She seemed distant, almost cold, though I learned she'd recently gotten over a substance issue, or at least, that's what I thought. I stayed with her for 10 days before leaving for further training, instead of staying with my mom. But even during those 10 days, I hardly saw her. She told me she was working two jobs and going to school. I tried to be understanding, but then one night, she didn't come home. We parted on awkward terms, but she assured me it was just hard for her to see me leave. A few weeks into training, my family and girlfriend came to visit me. We had a really good three-day visit. But when they dropped me off, I got a phone call from a good friend I'd known for years. He was apologetic, telling me how sorry he was. Apparently, she had told him I broke up with her when I left, so I could have guilt-free casual relations, which was what I always wanted. He said her sister had found out we were still together after seeing a text. I thought this guy was a piece of crap, but I respected the honesty and his willingness to tell me. She denied everything. I knew it wasn't true, but I still felt the need to pull the text from our shared account. This was back when you could do that. I justified it because her new boyfriend had already offered to send them to me. Even with the texts in hand, she still denied it. We both eventually moved on, and she ended up marrying him. Story 54. Things had been a bit off between us for a while. I was working a lot and feeling drained, and whenever she wanted to go out and be social with her friends, I often stayed home to recharge. Wanting to do something nice for her on Valentine's Day, I decided to reach out to one of her friends to see if there was anything she had mentioned wanting to do. While I was waiting for a response, I was in another room when I saw her phone buzz. The notification was from her friend, but the number listed below her name didn't match the one I had just texted her friend from. In that moment, I felt a chill run through me like never before. I could feel the dread creeping in. I quickly called the number from my phone, and it rang and rang before going straight to voicemail. It didn't take much longer to figure out it was the other guy. I confronted her about it, and she confessed. She told me she was already planning to leave, with a bag packed and everything, in case I found out. She didn't have any intention of trying to work things out. A month later, she had moved out. That was a turning point for me. I realized I had a choice. I could stay broken and miserable, or I could choose to be happy and open to the possibility of a healthy relationship again. I chose happiness. Since then, I remarried and now have two beautiful boys with my amazing wife. Despite the awful things that happened, there's always a chance for happiness. If you're reading this because you've gone through something similar, or even just out of curiosity, remember that you can choose to move on. Be the person you can be proud of and keep moving toward better things. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, be sure to give it a thumbs up, subscribe, and hit the bell icon so you never miss an update.